The Clerk's Betrayal. I ended chapter one with a stock market crash of 1987, which allowed me to aggressively pursue my black swan idea. Right after the crash, when I stated that those using sigmas, i.e. standard deviations, as a measure of the degree of risk and randomness were charlatans, everyone agreed with me. If the world of finance were Gaussian, an episode such as the crash, more than 20 standard deviations, would take place every several billion lifetimes of the universe. According to the circumstances of 1987, people accepted that rare events take place and are the main source of uncertainty. They were just unwilling to give up on the Gaussian as a central measurement tool. Hey, we have nothing else. People want a number to anchor on, yet the two methods are logically incompatible. Unbeknownst to me, 1987 was not the first time the idea of the Gaussian was shown to be lunacy. Mandelbrot proposed the scalable to the economics establishment around 1960 and showed them how the Gaussian curve didn't fit prices then. But after they got over their excitement, they realized that they would have to relearn their trade. One of the influential economists of the day, the late Paul Kuttner, wrote, "Mandelbrot, like Prime Minister Churchill before him, promised us not utopia, but blood, sweat, toil, and tears. If he's right, almost all our statistical tools are obsolete or meaningless." I propose two corrections to Kuttner's statement. First, I would replace almost all with all. Second, I disagree with the blood and sweat business. I find Mandelbrot's randomness considerably easier to understand than the conventional statistics. If you come fresh to the business, don't rely on the old theoretical tools, and don't have a high expectation of certainty.